From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Here's the question. Why does my staff say they want training and then skip the classes? I think it's a pretty common occurrence, actually, and it could cause you to believe that people don't want training, when I don't think that's the case. I'd like you to think of three things when we answer this question. Topics, timing, and trainers. So let me ask you a few questions. First, about topics. Do your employees have any input into the selection of training topics? You know, there are many things you can choose from, and sometimes you have a strategy and some things that you think are really important. And of course, we have to train on those. There are things that are legal training, compliance training, but there are also optional things that people want to learn or skills they want to build. Do they get some input into that? Or is all training imposed on them? Is the training that you offer practical or philosophical? You know, we can offer training that talks about ideas, but many times adults want something they can put their hands on, something they can put to use tomorrow. So your trainer who comes in, or who comes in from the organization, needs to be able to say, here's how what we are doing today can help you be a better employee tomorrow. And they have to make that learning stick. Do you give people any sort of credit for having taken training? Something as small as a certificate, but something that can be filed with HR that shows that these are people who really believe in continuous improvement. Another question for you has to do with timing. When do you schedule your trainings? Is it on shift or off shift? Now, we understand that sometimes we have to train off shift. People have to come in extra days. How do you plan for that? Do you give people enough advanced warning? I hope you pay them. And what about when it's on shift? Do you respect the shift workers' challenges? Have you put training at the end of a long day for people who start early and have to stay late? Do you factor in opportunities for them to have choice, maybe offer training on multiple times so that they can pick the time that best aligns with their work schedule and sometimes even their sleep, rest, and family schedules? And do you do advanced planning? Do you let people know about the training long enough in advance so that they can work around it and toward it? Number three, who does your training? Do your trainers lecture with no interaction? Are they over-reliant on PowerPoint? Do they use lots of management speak? That's one reason why people who say they want training may not show up, because they just want better trainers. Are people good at public speaking? And do you ever use people in your own organization to be the trainers? Because sometimes our colleagues, in fact, have a ton of wisdom. You know, in my newsroom, I used to do this after we would win awards. I would do a How We Did It seminar so that the people who won the reporting awards could talk to the other people in the organization about what they did that was just a cut above the rest. And when I worked at the Poynter Institute on the faculty there, we had so many lecturers there and so many smart people that we decided to start training each other. And we put together something we called bite-sized learning that I helped organize, getting people to volunteer what they taught in our seminars to teach to their colleagues. And it really was a load of fun. And yes, we gave certificates to everyone who attended. It was great to have someone from our IT department do a session on how to get the most out of Google, for example, or the person who headed our ethics department to talk about how to make tough decisions. Those kinds of opportunities exist within your own organization, and we did those in an hour's time during the workday, and everyone could volunteer. So I think it's a fair assumption that those people who tell you they want training but don't show up are trying to tell you something else. Either the topics, the timing, or the trainers could be better. Why don't you talk to your people and find out? Because done wrong, training can seem like a punishment. Done right, it can feel like a perk, and that's what we want it to be. That's Q&A for today. For Loyola University Chicago School of Communication, I'm Jill Geisler.